What's happening, everybody? Welcome into today's show. Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl over Mississippi State. We'll discuss that. Our buddies Luke Robinson and Zach Blackerby, they share their predictions for the Iron Bowl, and we'll give you our picks for Rivalry Week in the SEC, closing out the regular season with our Week 13 picks. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. Today's episode is brought to you by NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. To power your growth, head to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Let's jump into it. The Egg Bowl. Last night, well, I wouldn't say it didn't disappoint. It disappointed for a good bit. It was poor play early on. Look, it was rainy. It was cold. It was windy. The cowbells were loud. But they could not help Will Rogers and the Mike Leach offense. They were totally out of sync. The Ole Miss Rebels, they overcame an early 6-3 deficit. Ended up taking a 24-6 lead early in the fourth quarter. Mississippi State's red zone offense was just off. Balls right off receivers' hands, penalties, sacks. It was a mess. But Matt Corral did enough for his team. By the way, this game closes the door on Matt Corral's career at Ole Miss, but he'll have a big bowl game coming up. Will he play in it? We will see. Snoop Connor, he ran for two touchdowns. Our studs of the game, I'm going to give it to Snoop Connor and Jerry Neely. They combined to rush for over 100 yards together. Matt Corral, like we mentioned, threw for 234 with a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. But how about Dontario Drummond, the receiver? Big day for him. 14 catches, 138 yards. On the other side for State, Makai Polk, he had a nice game with 10 catches for 98 yards. But defensively, it was Big Sam Williams for Ole Miss. Two more sacks in this one. He's got double-digit sacks on the year. Top five in the country in sacks. 12.5, I think, if my numbers are correct. Senior D lineman. He is going to be heading to the NFL next season. He's going to make somebody very happy. I'm just going to give props to Ole Miss's defense. Again, they've been bad at times this year, as they were for much of last year, but also at times they came up big in big spots for this team, and this was one of them. They made the plays down the stretch, and Ole Miss, they finished their season 10-2, and a New Year's Six Bowl appearance feels likely, and also could be a possible top 10 finish for the year. Quite an accomplishment for Lane Kiffin in his brief tenure so far in Oxford. Question is, will Lane Kiffin stay? You've got open jobs at LSU, open jobs at Florida. Don't know if either of those schools are interested in Lane. Miami, could that job come open? We've already heard rumblings that Lane could be interested in that job. So we will see. But if Lane stays in Oxford, no doubt he's starting to build something there. Now he's going to have to redo it and reboot with a new quarterback. Matt Corral will be on his way out. And look, to finish out this year, Matt Corral very well may get an invite to New York to the Heisman ceremony. I've been looking at some of the early mock drafts. They've got Corral slated to go in the first round. Some have him as high as top 15. Others have him as the third quarterback off the board in the late first. So either way, Matt Corral is going to make himself a lot of money as he closes out his career at Ole Miss. For Mississippi State, look, they closed their year at 7-5, 4-4 in the SEC, and I thought Mike Leach and the Bulldogs exceeded expectations this year. Think about how this season went for them. They had the week one scare from Louisiana Tech, a game they very nearly lost. Then they had the week three loss at Memphis, remember where the guy went and picked up the ball and ran it back. The very next week, they have a close loss at home to LSU, and things just seem to be going sideways. Remember, I even predicted that Mike Leach was probably going to be let go by the end of the year, but his team responded. They went 5-2 over their next seven games. Of course, 5-3 if you include last night's loss. But quite a finish for Mike Leach, and I think you deserves a little bit of kudos for how they finished this year, and I think Mississippi State fans should be at least pleased with how this season went. You never want to lose the Egg Bowl, but nonetheless, I think the arrow is maybe pointing upward for Mississippi State. Now, the big advantage Mississippi State will have over Ole Miss, Ole Miss will lose Matt Corral. Mississippi State will bring back Will Rogers. Now, Rogers, in just his sophomore season, passed for 300 or more yards for the 10th time this year last night. They're going to go to a bowl game, and so we'll see what kind of bowl game the Bulldogs end up going to. But, again, that will be a big advantage. When we talk about quarterbacks that are coming back to the conference next year, obviously Bryce Young, he'll be a junior at Alabama. He'll get a lot of ballyhoo, but Will Rogers will not be far behind him at Mississippi State. Again, that may be advantage Bulldogs, and we'll see what other pieces Mike Leach is able to add in the offseason. But it was an entertaining Egg Bowl last night. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And again, congrats to Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. Their first 10-win season in school history as Ole Miss beats Mississippi State 31-21 to win the Egg Bowl. When we come back, we are going to hear from our buddies Zach Blackerby and Luke Robinson, host of Locked on Auburn and Locked on Bama. They're going to give us a little preview of the Iron Bowl. That is coming your way next. This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes, and you can't see. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. They're the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those of you who are ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. You head to netsuite.com. It's netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA, and you will get a special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. Again, netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. Black Friday and all the sales going on, this is one you do not want to miss, but this one's going on until the end of the year. Go check them out, NetSuite. Going along here, Locked On SEC, and one of the big rivalry games happening this weekend, of course, is the Iron Bowl. And our two buddies, Zach Blackerby, host of Locked on Auburn, and Luke Robinson, host of Locked on Bama, they were breaking this thing down, so figured we'd do a little crossover pod real quick, let you hear from those guys with some of their key takeaways for what to watch for in this one happening on Saturday, the Iron Bowl. Here's Zach Blackerby and Luke Robinson.
The Iron Bowl Saturday, I've been covering this game all week, Luke, through the lens of, like, what has to happen and what has to go perfect for Auburn to win this game? And the answer is, I think, somehow stopping Bryce Young's passing attack. I think that's the answer. Now, does Auburn have the roster to do it and the coaches to do it? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But would you say that's, like, worst case scenario for Alabama is Auburn stops that?
I'd say the first thing, if Auburn wanted to stop Alabama, the first thing they should stop is Bo Nix from giving press conferences or talks. But that's something we can talk about later. Secondly, I think that they would try to take away the passing game because, frankly, Alabama's running game is not scary at all. I know Brian Robinson has 945 yards. He's got 15 touchdowns. Yeah, it'd be best for Auburn if they can stop Bryce Young's passing, which, by the way, nobody's really been able to do. We were just on the same ESPN, the ticket show. I was on first, you were on second. And We talked about Bryce Young and the Heisman. I said, you know, it's weird. Bryce Young is playing incredibly, incredibly well, putting up all these records, and somehow he's not getting enough hype. Same thing with Will Anderson. And I finally came to the conclusion that these two guys might be the best two players in the country. But the problem is the next Alabama guy in terms of best in the country is way down the list, where it's usually Alabama's got six of the best 10. And so that's where this year's a little bit different. but Bryce has been unbelievably good, at least as good as the last few quarterbacks Alabama's had, if you ask me. And I think they've the best. That's the best run on quarterbacks Alabama's ever had. So stopping him from passing is a lot easier said than done. He's only got three picks on the year. And here's the thing. I'm sort of tired of Alabama. Everybody talks about run the damn ball when it comes to Alabama, right? Well, I'm sort of tired of that narrative right now. We don't have dudes that can run the ball, and the dudes that weren't necessarily game breakers to begin with are hurt. And Brian Robinson, again, I like him.
I mean, that's kind of the opposite thing that what Auburn fans are dealing with. Auburn fans are like, run the ball, but it's like, well, Auburn's wanted to pass the ball with a backup quarterback and their best receivers out, and you know, Tank Bigsby's averaging 7.5 yards a carry, and it's like, give him the ball. And so, yeah, it's a similar thing for sure.
And it's, you know, Brian Robinson, I know he's got more yards and more touchdowns than Tank Bigsby. I'm not going to be a fool and say he's better than Tank Bigsby. I know he's not. I know Tank Bigsby is a special talent, right? And so I see the same thing that all other Auburn fans go. I go, all right, if y'all don't want to give him the ball, I think that's great for everybody else. You know, see how's that working for you? It doesn't make sense to me, but I think that's where, as an Alabama fan, I hear some of my cohorts say, man, we got to run the ball more. And I'm like, Bryce Young is, it's the same thing as running the ball. He's been so accurate that it's the same thing. The old Gene Stallings, when I was in school, you know, you say three things happen when you pass the ball and two of them are bad. Well, that doesn't work anymore. I mean, now there's several things that can happen, and most of them are good as long as Bryce Young is your quarterback.
Right. No, he's very good. He's very good. So, yeah, I just kind of wonder what it looks like. I mean, there's been so much talk on the Auburn side of things of, like, Derek Mason just wants to rush three guys, and it's like, you're not going to get home doing that. You saw him do it a little bit more against South Carolina. You got four sacks against the Gamecocks, which is great. It's a different world. Bryce Young's pretty good when you blitz him. That's kind of another thing, too. So I don't know what you do. And as far as just manning them up, you can't do that. Roger McCreary can handle a dude. But outside of that, it's like the second and third corners, or I guess the opposite corner, I guess it's going to be Jalen Simpson, and then the nickel. Like, Auburn's in the middle of the field, their pass defense downfield has been terrible. Whether it's been Smoke or by Darius Knighton, it's not been good. And early on, it was like, oh, Auburn can't defend the tight end because Penn State was using tight ends, you know, as a seam. But really, it's just kind of been whoever's in the middle of the field.
A couple of things about that. First of all, Auburn's going to play probably maybe the two best tight ends they've faced all year, but they don't necessarily need to guard them that well because they've not been playing up to their potential. Latu, who was having a great game against Arkansas, and then he fumbles on the 2-yard line. Right. I mean – and it just – that's sort of the way it's been for him and Billingsley this year. But the bad news for Auburn, and I think McCreary is very good. He's shooting up draft boards. I see that myself. The problem is that the Alabama's other receivers are starting to come around. I thought Mechie was having a pretty pedestrian year. I know his stats were pretty good. They weren't great, though. They certainly weren't in the realm of this last quartet of receivers we've had. But sure. He came around in the Arkansas game, and he started looking like his old self. He started playing a lot better. He started holding on to the ball and catching it, you know, with using a lot of strength. And I like seeing that, getting a little bit of swagger back. And, of course, Jameson Williams, he's always going to drop the first pass Alabama throws to him. That's just something we should do, a swing pass and just throw it to him. Let just him drop
it out of the way.
Yeah, and then throw it an 89-yarder or something like that. But Williams has played out of his mind lately. And then Christian Larry gets his first touchdown this past week. And Ja'Cory Brooks, he has not been catching the ball as much, but his downfield blocking has been spectacular, and I think Saban loves that. So I think that, unfortunately for Auburn, I think Alabama's receivers as a group are starting to come around a little more. Now, I'm going to say Alabama wins. I'm going to say Alabama wins by 14 points. Now, I think it'll be something around 42-28. I will also go out on a limb, if you want me to make other predictions, say Auburn will score in a very unconventional way. If it's a flea flicker, if it's a punt return, if it's a kickoff return, an interception return, they will score at least one touchdown unconventionally.
So there you have it. A little bit of our buddies Luke Robinson and Zach Blackerby giving their thoughts on the Iron Bowl. If you want to hear the full conversation of their podcast, you can go check it out on either their pods, on Locked on Auburn and Locked on Bama. When we return, we'll give you our picks for the entire SEC heading into Rivalry Week, SEC Week 13. That is coming up next. It is the day after Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. We've got football all day today, college football. We got all college football tomorrow. We've got NFL all day on Sunday. It is an awesome, like 4 or 5 days of just nonstop football action, and nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. BetOnline has got you covered all holiday season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. And BetOnline remains your number one spot for all things sports action throughout the holiday season. Head on over to their new updated desktop or mobile website. Sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus with our promo code LOCKEDON. Put in LOCKEDON. You'll receive your bonus when you sign up. It's not just football. They got you covered with pro and college hoops. Of course, SEC hoops in full action now. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, they are stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. Also need to remind you about our friends at Built Bar. With the season, or the year winding down rather, it is the most wonderful time of the year, and it is Black Friday. Built is going all out to make this Black Friday weekend the most delicious Black Friday that ever was in the history of Black Fridays. They got new limited time flavors, new types of bars, and a winter wonderland of a deal. If you want high-end deliciousness at a discount all through this Black Friday weekend, get at least 20% off anything and everything at built.com. You got to use our promo code LOCKED20, LOCKED20. We got a new flavor, the Ruby Chocolate Puffs, marshmallowy goodness. You got another one, the Lemon Dip Cheesecake Puffs. If you love lemon cheesecake, you will love the Lemon Dip Cheesecake Puffs. And then, of course, the new Built Bar, Built Crave Bar. It is a Built Black Friday weekend, and it is not complete without the word free. If you buy any box of Built Bars through Sunday and get two of their brand new candy bars, Built Crave, for free. Built has finally done it. They come up with a candy bar that is a great alternative to the traditional Built Bar that claims to satisfy. It is caramel flavored, chocolate loaded with peanuts, giving it that nutty, chocolatey, oh-so-goodness sweet candy bar taste, and only 160 calories, 17 grams of protein packed in there. Show me a candy bar that even comes close to that. No need to fight angry crowds. No camping out for hours. Your best Black Friday deals are at Built.com. 'Tis the season to save and give your taste buds the gift of the Built Bar. 20% off Built Bars and 2 free Crave Bars, all at Built.com. Just use our promo code LOCKED20 at Built.com. Plus, you can get 60% off Built Broth and Built Boost and 40% off Built Swag. Go check them out. Built.com, LOCKED20 is your promo code. Roll along here, Locked On SEC, and man, it's depressing. This is our final weekend of games in the SEC. Of course, we'll have bowl season, we'll have the playoffs, we'll have all that for you, but it's a little depressing heading into the final week here. But we will give you our lines based on the lines set by our buddies over at betonline.ag, and we'll give you all our picks for SEC Week 13. So let's jump into it. Plenty to discuss on this rivalry week. We already got underway with the Egg Bowl yesterday, Ole Miss beating Mississippi State. We got a game today. If you're listening on Friday, we got an SEC game today. It is Mizzou at Arkansas. Arkansas, a 15-point home favorite. Look, Arkansas got the win over LSU 2 weeks ago. They've been playing great down the stretch. Sam Pittman's done a great job with them. Obviously, they put up a heck of a fight last week with Alabama, especially in the second half down the stretch of that game. Lost by 7. We don't do moral victories, but that was one if there ever was one. I just think that's a lot of points. Missouri's been playing much better, especially defensively these last couple weeks, getting the win over Florida and getting the win over South Carolina a couple weeks ago. I like Mizzou to cover the 15. I think Arkansas wins at home. The Razorbacks get the dub, but I think Mizzou covers the 15. When you go over 2 touchdowns, I just think that's too much. I think Arkansas is going to be able to run the ball, but I still don't have that much faith in KJ Jefferson making a ton of throws down the field. So give me Mizzou plus the 15. On Saturday, at 12 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It is Georgia at Georgia Tech. I have a friend going to that game. I said, enjoy watching Georgia starters for a half because I think they'll all be benched in the second half. Georgia's a 35-point favorite. Again, another one, big spread. Georgia Tech is struggling this year. But I'm taking the home home gigantic underdog. Give me Georgia Tech plus the 35. Maybe you get a backdoor cover late where Georgia's resting some of their main guys. Again, this is your dress rehearsal. You want to get ready for the SEC title game against Alabama. Put some pieces out there, but just a lot, too many points. I'm going to take Georgia Tech plus the 35. Florida State at Florida, 12 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The battle for a bowl game. Florida's already fired Dan Mullen. Do they want to even go bowling? They are a 2.5-point home favorite. Florida State, they've been playing much better football this week. Got a big one, win over Miami just 2 weeks ago. Florida State is playing better football right now. Anthony Richardson is going to get the start for Florida. Emory Jones is banged up. Last time we saw Anthony Richardson, though, he didn't look all that great. Early in the season, he looked really good. I think Florida's offense struggles against Florida State. And I think Florida State covers the 2.5, and I think Florida State wins. And I think Florida is not going bowling. The later games, of course, we have the Iron Bowl, Alabama at Auburn. Bama is a 19.5-point road favorite, of course, 2:30 Central on CBS. Again, another one where the points seem too high. I know Auburn didn't look all that great losing on the road last week at South Carolina, but they're at home. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. We've seen teams able to run the football in Alabama this year. I think TJ Finley can make some throws. I may regret this, but I'm taking Auburn plus the 19.5. I think Bama wins, but I think Auburn covers the 19.5. Alabama may be just looking a bit too far ahead, knowing they got that big showdown with Georgia next week. The other afternoon game, Vanderbilt is at Tennessee. It's 3:45 Eastern on the SEC Network. Tennessee's a 31-point home favorite. This is one where I think Tennessee does cover. I think Josh Heupel has this offense rolling. I know Vandy's defense at times has played a little bit better, gotten some stops, but I think Tennessee covers the 31. I think Heupel and Hendon Hooker and company, they're going to want to run up the score, put up a lot of points. Remember just a few weeks back, they put up 62 in a conference game. I think something like that. Tennessee will score 40-plus, and I don't think Vandy scores very much at all. Give me Tennessee minus the 31. Into the night games. Texas A&M is at LSU. A&M is a 6.5-point road favorite. 6 p.m. Central on ESPN. It's the final game of Coach O's career at LSU. Should be a good crowd. I think a lot of fans are going to go out to support Coach O, and they're going to root for him. And because of that, I think that carries a little momentum on LSU's side. I think the emotional factor for LSU at home. I don't know how they do it. Max Johnson has been a mixed bag this year. He's the quarterback. It's his game. I think A&M's going to be able to run the football a good bit on LSU. I think A-Chain and Isaiah Spiller and those guys. But I think somehow, some way, LSU finds a way to win. I think they beat A&M in Coach O's finale in Baton Rouge. So give me LSU plus the 6.5. And if you're feeling ballsy, you want to roll with me, go LSU money line. I don't know. Call me crazy. I feel like they get it done, ride that emotional high, congratulating Coach O, and they carry him on their shoulders out of Tiger Stadium as he heads off to the unemployment line. Your other two night games, Kentucky at Louisville. Great rivalry game. 7:30 Eastern on ESPN2. I was surprised to see Louisville's a 3-point home favorite. Kentucky obviously has played very well this year. Mark Stoops has had a great year. By the way, Mark Stoops' name keeps popping up in the LSU head coaching job search. But I think the Cats come out focused, and I think the Cats get it done. Give me Kentucky plus the 3, and give me Kentucky straight up. I think they find a way to get a win at Louisville to finish their season strong. And then lastly, Clemson at South Carolina. Clemson, an 11-point road favorite, 7:30 Eastern on the SEC Network. Look, horses-wise, Clemson just has the better talent. But South Carolina has played so well, getting up for their guy, Shane Beamer, riding that emotional whirlwind. Jason Brown, quarterback's been okay. The running backs have had decent days here and there. I think South Carolina keeps this close, and I think they cover the 11. I don't think they get the win over Clemson. Not ready to go that far. But I think South Carolina getting 11 at home, it's a lot of points. Give me South Carolina plus the 11. And there you have it. Those are our picks for week 13 of the SEC rivalry week and final week of SEC play. It sucks. It's finally here, and it's coming to an end. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On SEC. Next week, we'll be putting a cap on a lot of the team seasons, kind of talking about did they meet, exceed, or underachieve expectations for the season. We'll be doing a whole season recap on all the teams across the SEC. We'll also start previewing the Georgia-Alabama matchup in the SEC championship game. So much to discuss. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to Locked On SEC. And, of course, thank you for making us your first listen every day. You can always go make your next listen. Check out our Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling, giving you all the picks you need. Plenty of action happening this weekend. You want to do it all over at betonline.ag. I am Chris Gordy. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.